I was doing my reading, and something in the fourth chapter of Matthew just kind of jumped out at me. Seemed quite interesting. Beginning with chapter 4, verse 1, this is immediately after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Then the devil takes him up into the holy city, sets him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." And Jesus said to him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." In other words, don't put yourself in danger on purpose and expecting God to get you out. Verse 8, and this is the part that kind of stood out to me. Again the devil takes him up into an exceeding high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto them, "All these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leaves him, and the whole angels came and ministered to him. Kind of jumped out at me when it says here that the devil showed him all the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them. And then said, "I'll give all these things to you if you fall down and worship me." In other words, the devil was saying that all of the kingdoms of the world was under his control, under his dominion. And strange thing is that Jesus didn't argue the point with him. Now I want to keep your place there in Matthew 4. And I want to turn to a few other places and just read some things about the world. 2 Corinthians 4:4. This is Paul speaking to the Corinthians. "If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So Paul here is attributing this world under the hand of the devil also. He says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not." Then in John 18, the Gospel of John, chapter 18, this is when Jesus was standing before Pilate. And Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." You see, his kingdom is not of this world. Now go back one chapter, chapter 17, verse 11. This is when Jesus is praying to the Father. And in verse 11 he says, "Now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, speaking about his disciples. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep them through thy own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Jesus says, I am no more in the world. In verse 16, he says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So in verse 11, he says, the disciples are in the world. But in verse 16, he says, they're not of the world. You can be in it, but not of it. And Jesus says in verse 11 that he is no more in the world, and he is not of the world, and his kingdom is not of the world. Now go back to Matthew 4. Let's look at that again. Verse 8, the devil takes him up into a high mountain, an exceeding high mountain, and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. The kingdoms of this world, there's a glorious appearance that is upon them. And he says, all these things will I give you if you fall down and worship me. Now, if you could think of all the different kingdoms, the kingdoms of the world, kingdom of arts and sciences comes to mind, kingdom of politics, kingdom of sciences. There are many different kinds of kingdoms. There's the kingdoms of every different country. When it comes to the things of man, there are hundreds upon hundreds and more hundreds of different type of kingdoms. Satan is saying that he is the God of all the kingdoms of man. And there's a glory upon them. And because of that, the glory is a deceptive thing, because it draws men into and under the rule of all these kingdoms. It blinds them from the gospel that is spoken. It's like Paul was talking about in 2 Corinthians. And so all of these kingdoms, it looks so good. Satan says, I'll give them all to you if you fall down and worship me. And Jesus says, get behind me. It is written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaves him. Then go on down to verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The thing that stuck out to me here was Jesus did not begin preaching the kingdom of God until he had completely rejected all of the kingdoms of this world. You see. And then there's that total freedom to be able to be a part of the kingdom of God. Man, even in his best stages, is somewhere in between, like they got one foot into the kingdom of God and the other foot in the kingdoms of this world. But you cannot move into the freedom and the liberty of the kingdom of God until all of the kingdoms of this world have been rejected. Now, it didn't say that that the devil offered him certain kingdoms of this world. He showed him all of the kingdoms of this world and then said, I'll give you these, that you can be the Lord over these things if you fall down and worship me. Jesus had to reject everything that is of this world in order to be able to minister the kingdom of heaven. And that's why in John 16 he says, I am not of this world. And then he told Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. There has to be a complete rejection. And just as it was necessary for him to reject all of the kingdoms of this world in order to minister the gospel of the kingdom, it's also necessary for us to reject the kingdoms of this world in order for the kingdom of heaven to become a reality to us. And a reason that so many, many Christians today are not able to find that entrance into the kingdom of God, and when they can't, they keep putting it off into the future, putting it off into the future. And the reason is that things of this world still has a glory upon them that attracts them and draws them into it. God help us to be able to reject all the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them, because it's only then we're going to find the freedom and their liberty and full entrance into the kingdom of God. That reminds me of something Peter said. Let me see if I can find it real quick. 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. See, escape the corruption of the world in order to partake of his divine nature. Verse 5, and beside this, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness. You see the steps of moving further away from the world and more into his divine nature, and to brotherly kindness love. And if these things be in you and abound, that they make you that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see far off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peter's saying the same thing here. The rejection of all of the kingdoms of this world in order to enter into the kingdom of God. Amen.